Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
On a new 4D in the MC, while the Detroit Lions have hit an injury snag, today proved to be a pretty positive day on that front. With the news of Ali McNeil returning to practice, we'll give the rookie Tyleek Williams his flowers. Plus, we'll take a look at some Lions roster moves, and there's some quarterback shuffles happening across the NFL. All of that and more starts right now.
This podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. Are you in midlife, feeling dismissed, unheard, or just plain tired of the old healthcare system? You're not alone. For too long, women's serious midlife health issues have been trivialized, ignored, and met with a just-deal-with-it attitude. Today, 75% of women seeking care for menopause and perimenopause issues are left entirely untreated. It's time for a change. It's time for Midi. MIDI is a women's telehealth clinic founded and supported by world-class leaders. MIDI is the only women's telehealth brand covered by major insurance companies, making high-quality, expert care accessible and affordable. MIDI offers a full range of personalized solutions, from hormonal therapies and weight loss protocols to lifestyle coaching and preventative health guidance. At MIDI, you will join patients who feel seen and heard. MIDI's mission is to help all women thrive in midlife, giving them access to the healthcare they deserve. Because MIDI believes midlife isn't the middle at all. It is the beginning of your second act. Ready to write your second act script? Visit joinmidi.com today. That's joinmidi.com. MIDI, the care women deserve.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Listening to this podcast? Smart move. Being financially savvy? Smart move. Another smart move? Having State Farm help you create a competitive price when you choose to bundle home and auto. Bundling. Just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Go further with the American Express Business Gold Card. Earn 3x membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels when you book through amextravel.com. Whether your destination is a business conference or a client meeting, your purchases will help you earn more points for future trips. Experience more on your travels with Amex Business Gold. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/business-gold. Amex Business Gold Card. Built for business by American Express.
It's fourth down in the Motor City.
Forward down the field, a charging team that will not yield. And when the blue and silver wave, stand and cheer the brave.
Rah, rah, rah.
Go hard, win the game. With honor you will keep your fame. Down the field and gain a Lion victory.
Go Lions!
Hosted by Zach Clark.
This podcast would have come out sooner, but I wasted my f***ing time watching the f***ing Tigers suck at f***ing baseball. They had a bajillion chances to score runs. Bupkis won. I mean, winning yesterday was nice, but they had no business getting smoked today. None at all. Man, they make my blood boil. The good news is I'm handling it well. We're going to go inside the headset here in just a second. We'll hear from Dan Campbell on a variety of subjects, and we'll take a look at that injury report. It's not been pleasant the last couple of weeks, but I think today was a good day. I'll tell you why. Plus, we'll talk about Tyleek Williams and some quarterback shuffling happening. That'll be the end of the show. But now let's go inside the headset. We'll hear from head coach Dan Campbell. And like I said before, it's the return of Ali McNeil.
So we're starting Max Clark today.
You know, he's I think he's a little nervous, so he's ready to go. Like I said, I'm sorry for some of those guys who are going to have to line up across from him. So he's ready to go. He's ready to start practicing. So that's good.
I don't believe he's nervous, but what do I know? I'm not there. But this means Mack will likely return against Minnesota on November 2nd. He'll get a bonus week of practice in there with the bye week, which is huge. He could certainly come back sooner, but that's not usually how this works. And we've talked about what he can do to improve the defense as a whole. It'll be harder to run the ball, and it should add pressure on opposing quarterbacks, only if sporadically. It'll help with depleted secondary. And again, there's some good news today, which we'll get to in a second, but the Lions up front have been so good, and they're about to get a lot better. How about MCDC's opening thoughts on the Cincinnati Bengals?
I've known Zach a long time, coached with Zach. You know, what he's done out there has been pretty amazing. And they built something pretty special over there. So they got good players, man. 1-5 are good. This quarterback's capable. The back, man, he's explosive. He finds a crease. He can take it. I think 15's a crafty returner. Defensively, I've always loved Slayton up there in the middle. You know, Hill, long time, steady, reliable, you know, hard-nosed. Aside, certainly Hendrickson on the edge. You know, 55 Logan, seen it all, done it all, run and hit. So, you know, they got some good guys, man.
Yeah, they've got some. Before we get into that, though, it's very common for coaches to talk about opposing players by number because that's how film works. But if you notice with Dan Campbell, I don't think it's a slight or a knock. I'm amused by it. I wonder why he does it. Maybe he doesn't even know he does it. Dan never identifies offensive players by name. We got 1-5, the back, the quarterback, and 15. Right? 1-5 are Chase and Higgins. The back is Chase Brown. The quarterback is Jake Browning. And 15 is Charlie Jones. Everybody else on the defensive side got a name. One of them got a name and a number. It was Logan, 55. I'm amused by that. I've noticed it, and he did it again, and I think it's funny. By the way, though, back to like what he said for real, the quarterback is not capable. He's not going to come up there and say that, but I'll do the Cardi B thing while I point my eyes at you, where I'm like, what do you mean? The KUC? This is not a capable offense. That doesn't mean the Lions are going to have an easy time this week, but what we've seen with Joe Burrow out has been ass. 1-5, as Dan Campbell says. They had like 55 combined yards last week.
That's not good.
We've talked a ton about Penei Sewell, and why wouldn't we? The dude is an absolute force. Hell, just a few weeks ago, we already put him in Canton. He got his gold jacket on this show. It was great. Dan was asked about him today.
I mean, I don't know if you can say enough great things about Sewell. He continues to do things that are rare. You know, they're rare. His athletic ability, his ability to bend, the explosiveness, the tenacity, the FBI, the football intelligence, you know. And I think that is where he's really taking it to another level. Every year, you know, he learns something new about the game, and he learns about himself inside of this game and what he's capable of. And I still believe he just scratched the surface of where he can go. I think the guy's, he's special. And but I go back to this. Yeah, he's got ability. You know, God gave him some rare ability and size and length and all that. But this guy busts his tail, man. He works. He works. Every day in practice, man, he works his craft. He doesn't take plays off. And it's no wonder he's become the player that he has.
Only scratching the surface? Jesus. That's terrifying. I don't know what it's like to have God-given athletic talent, or maybe even God-given talent at all of any kind. But I can't imagine all that talent with intensity always go hand in hand. Like, he was given the skill. He has the skill. But to become great, you have to have the skill and the will and the desire. And that is not always God-given, all three. And so to have a guy like that, that plays as well as he does, that's as smart as he is, as big as he is, and as disciplined as he is, and as hard as he works, hell yeah. In fact, let's just keep talking about the offensive line.
Look, it's always going to start with the O-line. All right, I'm going to start there, man. The way those guys work together, you know, we talked about our two tackles, but then how they all work in unison, man. Graham sometimes turning the protection away, you know, if all things being equal, and now we can get a slide one way. So you're helping the center, which helps the guard, which the guard helps the tackle, right? So those guys are working together really well, all right? Number two, Goff has been outstanding in the pocket. He's been really good, man. His pocket presence, when he's chose to step up, he's chose to move, it's been right on, and that helps big time. Number three, our receivers are, man, they are getting open with speed. They're playing with urgency into the pass game. We talked about that last week. Man, those guys have to outrun the rush. And so when you do all three of those things, that's good things happen.
They have not allowed a sack. The Lions have not in 3 weeks. But as Dan said, it's not just the line. I love what he said about the receivers. They've got to beat the rush. If you're going to get the ball, this is what I'm talking about, not on blocking downs. Obviously, these are pass plays. If you're going to get the ball, it's got to come out before the rush lands. Otherwise, your quarterback's going to be on his ass. And while Goff may not be the most mobile dude, he's a smart guy. He knows when to get rid of the ball, and he rarely throws it into trouble. Now, he's going to make a great throw, but he doesn't panic. And when the Lions give him time, and when the wide receivers are fast, you're going to have a good thing happening. That combination is excellent. So, you know, Dan gave his, like, opening statement on Cincinnati, and he was asked, how are they different now that Burrow is out?
They're doing the same things. They're really, I would say, proceeding the same way for the most part. You know, maybe some quicker throws, things of that nature. But, you know, this team throws it a lot, and Primo looks, they'll run it. But it's, I don't feel like it's that different. We know these two receivers are really good, and they're looking for those matchups. They feel like they can get a one-on-one. That's where the ball's going, you know, and why wouldn't it? So we're going to have to do a good job of disrupting those guys as much as we can and try to limit what they can do over there. But also not let this guy, you know, tear us up in the run game either. So, you know, I don't feel like it's something different, though.
See, again, the running back was given no name. This time it was this guy, Chase Brown. He's not doing it on purpose, but it amuses me. I think it's funny. So Dan says, like, no, this team is the same. I'm like, they may, like, look the same as far as, like, the setup goes. Like, the goals are the same. But the execution has been absolute garbage. This team is not the same at all. Every offensive number, both individually and as a team, is weak. And that's putting it lightly. They've scored 13 points combined in the last two games. The Lions have like 8 billion yards of offense in the last two games. How will this end? I mean, yeah, Trey Hendrickson's a great player, for sure. But the Lions are able to solve Myles Garrett. And if you can solve Myles Garrett, what's next? I'm not saying that Hendrickson can't have a good day, but the Lions have proven they can handle that kind of challenge. We've talked about this with Liam, and you talk about it all the time, the importance of a complete defense, right? It's just, it's monumental.
When you're able to play sticky on the back end, the coverage and rush goes hand in hand. The stickier you play, you buy yourself a tick to be able to get to the quarterback. He may have to hold it. He's got to make a perfect throw. A lot of times what happens is that's a sack, or it's a sack fumble, or it's a tip ball, or it's an ill-advised throw that turns into a takeaway. And now all of a sudden you start getting takeaways. Now the next guy believes he's going to get a takeaway. And, well, that means we need to play even stickier, right? And there's this pride that begins to build. And it's you believe that's the way you're meant to play the game, right? There's an aggressive nature to it, and it's nothing comes easy, right? And that's the style we want to play with. Nothing comes easy if you play against our defense, and that's what we want.
And I know that what I said at the beginning there, like the importance of the defense being complete is monumental, like no shit, Zach, thanks for the help. But when you can string these things together and use strength to not only eliminate weaknesses, but create even more strength, it's like iron sharpening iron. And certainly losing DJ Reed is tough. We're still not sure about Terrion's long-term status. Sounds much rosier than DJ's. I mean, we know that DJ is going to the IR. We'll talk more about that in a second. One more from Dan Campbell, and I'm just going to let the question go because as much as I love the answer, I love the question even more. Take a listen.
When you moved Scotty from the running back room to wide receivers, just given his comprehensive resume, did you expect him to bring the impact and perspective of David and Jameer, what they're looking for on these routes to help with blocking, or is this just a gravy on top situation?
I knew this would be great for our team. It would be great for our team. It was going to be great for our offense, and it was going to be great for the receivers. And because he understands the pass game very well. He knows those guys in that room, but he also does have that perspective of the run game. And look, these are what the backs are looking at. This is what the old line's thinking here. This is why, yes, that's who you got, but this is how you should block him, or where you want him to go, or where we think this run might go. So now you need to be thinking, go back here once it breaks out. So That's icing on the cake because he does have that perspective. But Scotty understands this game very well, top to bottom, pass game, protection, run game. He's a huge asset for us and for me.
I've said it before, Scotty Montgomery, future offensive coordinator at a minimum. And man, do I love that question, because the Lions wide receivers, they are great blockers, and it's mentioned frequently. But it's not just because they're tough. It's not just grit. It's not all about brute strength. Because the Lions wide receivers have skill and willingness, everybody can make a play on every single down. And it's dudes like Scotty Montgomery that bring that mentality day in and day out. The wide receiver's blocking is not an accident. It's a combination of things. Skill, aggressiveness, desire, willingness, coaching. It's beautiful. And it is so effective. We talk so often about the Lions offensive line, and we should. It's good. But, you know, when the Lions run the ball, sometimes they have extra linemen, it seems like, almost in their wide receivers. And we're not talking about big, beefy guys. J-Mo's not very big as far as, like, blocking is concerned, but he gets it done. So does Amon-Ra. And it just, it's one of those things that, as a defender, they make you think about it. That no matter who is in front of you, they may knock you on your ass. Doesn't mean the defender's going to be afraid of you or stop, but you've put that thought into their head already. They're already thinking about it. Massive. Let's talk about the injury report, and of course, Alim McNeil's clock has been activated. Excellent news. But to me, the best news is that Terrion Arnold was a limited participant in practice today. I mean, obviously, Alim returning is like the big news, but it was expected. Dan mentioned it yesterday. Now, Alim can play at any time, but it doesn't usually work that way.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNC's apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Way you activate the clock with the thought is when it's over, they're ready to go. And that's where we are, and the Lions will get a bye week in there as well. But this means that Terrion certainly could play this week. Doesn't mean that he will, but it means he certainly could. It's a massive sigh of relief all the way around for the Lions and their fans. And on top of it, DJ Reed won't need surgery. He's gone to the IR. We expected that, 4 weeks at least. But another big piece of news for the Lions. That means DJ Reed will be back this season, barring some kind of setback. Awesome. Yes. Though seeing Khalil Dorsey missing practice while in the concussion protocol is not ideal. And as a result of all of this, Nick Whiteside back on the practice squad. Trey Flowers has been added to the practice squad as well. Going up, Lauren Strickland and Ty Summers. Strickland a safety and Summers a linebacker. So there are your adjustments as the Lions head into Cincinnati. And that'll probably be it. I mean, if Terrion only misses this week, if at all, the Lions won't need to do too much more there as far as moves are concerned. Also out today, Decker and Joseph. I assume Taylor's is load management. It's been that for the good chunk of the beginning of the season. With Kirby, it could be the same. But remember, he came out of that game on Sunday for a chunk of time. Is this just lingering from that and they're trying to get it out of his system or put it behind him or make sure he's good to go? I don't know, probably. I'm not overly concerned, but you don't want to see it. I said we should monitor it. We're monitoring it, and we'll keep monitoring it. And then, like, you know, with Vaki, man, he was out again today, too. I don't know, man. I feel sorry for him. I don't know what my expectation is anymore. Not high, though. It's not his fault. He just, you know, he can't stay on the field. But overall, today for the Lions in the injury department, a good day. As the great Ice Cube said, today was a good day. Stick around. More Fourth Down in the Motor City is next.
At Sierra, discover top workout gear at incredible prices, which might lead to another discovery. Your headphones haven't been connected this whole time. Awkward. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans. Send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th. And never miss a meme or milestone. All protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at whatsapp.com.
This episode is brought to you by Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels and music are made for each other. They share a rhythm in the craft of making something timeless while being a part of legendary nights. From backyard jams to sold-out arenas, there's a song in every toast. Please drink responsibly. Responsibility.org. Jack Daniels and Old No. 7 are registered trademarks. Tennessee whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee.
And now, Fourth Down in the Motor City continues. I want to talk really quickly here about Tyleek Williams. We talked about Aleem McNeil, and it's going to be about a month, though, before Aleem returns, so it's not as if it's going to happen tomorrow, but I want to shout out Tyleek Williams. The rookie has acquitted himself very nicely. There was talk about concern with his size, but physically he's been able to handle the workload of a starting defensive tackle. Could he lose weight? Sure. Look what happened when Aleem lost weight. He's a beast. His snap count's going to drop in November, but going forward, the kid has mad potential. And it's not like he's getting benched, but like in base formation, Aleem will take that spot next to Reader. As predicted, he didn't stuff the stat sheet, but guys like him don't have to. It's like what MCDC said earlier. If all the dudes carry their weight, each individual gets better and so does the unit. He's not a weak spot. And sure, he has room to improve. He has to work on his like skill versus size, right? He's not going to bulldoze NFL linemen, especially as a rookie. He's not going to be bullying NFL offensive linemen or bulldozing them anywhere. And so what happens is when he tries that, he gets too high, he loses leverage, but totally fixable, and I expect him to fix it, certainly. Aside from not letting the D-line's production dip, the other massive positive here for Tyleek Williams is all the work he got right away. Invaluable experience. And now we can watch Aleem in practice too. Another bump. Shout out to the rookie. Big time. Let's just talk really quickly about some quarterbacks across the NFL. And it appears the Lions have killed Joe Flacco. He's going to the bench in favor of the rookie Dylan Gabriel. The Browns are in London. Top of the morning to you. Wait, no, that's Ireland, right? Oof. Sometimes I'm just not very smart. I've said it before. I'm not cutting that part out. We'll leave it in. Browns are in London taking on Minnesota. And as with the Giants, the future is now for the Cleveland Browns. And there is no world in which a 40-year-old Joe Flacco is your future. And if it is, you might as well just pack it in now. And not a surprise here, I don't think. But of note, Shedeur Sanders remains the third-string quarterback. So Flacco will back up Gabriel. There probably is a commentary on Shedeur's play there somewhere, but I really think it's just a veteran thing. You don't want your QB3 to be 40 and your QB1 and 2 to be combined 40, I don't think. But I'm not sure how much the Browns think either, so take that for what it's worth. And good news for the Washington Commanders. They're getting Jalen Daniels back. But it's not as if, you know, Washington struggled in that two-game span. Yes, they only went 1-1, but that wasn't on the offense. Mariota and company had 61 points while the quarterback was out. There's no controversy here. Daniels is the guy, obviously. But maybe Mariota should enter my debate with myself about who the best backup quarterback in the league is. Is it maybe not Carson Wentz? Is it maybe Marcus Mariota? I don't know. We're going to have to settle this one of these days. I don't know how we're going to do it, but we're going to do it. Who is the best backup in the NFL? Now, that'll be a thrilling debate, won't it? You can hear our follower count dropping now. Make sure you're following Fourth Down in the Motor City wherever you get your podcasts, including the free Odyssey app. And if you have not done so, we appreciate ratings and reviews. It's very helpful with the algorithm. We're back in your feed tomorrow, where we will go behind enemy lines and do a dive into the Cincinnati Bengals. Remember, it's Fourth Down in the Motor City, and we're going for it every day. single time.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.